Off the Ball, GAA.
Ewan is actually, he's saying, guys, come out and tell us the facts. Tell us what's happened. We've so much to go on with in Mayo GAA.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hello and welcome along to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll hear from Owen Farrell as he speaks to the media regarding a possible Lions call-up. Brian O'Driscoll on that incident with Michael Checa at the English Gallagher Premiership Final. And who will Munster play in preparation for next season? But first to the Lions, and preparations continue for Friday's match with Argentina at Lansdowne Road in Dublin. England's Jack Van Portvliet has been added to the squad with doubts over the fitness of Leinster's Jamieson Gibson-Park. The Leicester Tigers scrum half, who had been due to feature for England in their game against the French 15 on Saturday, has linked up with the squad today. Gibson-Park was a late withdrawal from the Leinster squad for last weekend's United Rugby Championship final win against the Bulls. The Lions say the Ireland scrum half is managing a minor glute strain, with Van Portvliet supplementing England teammate Alex Mitchell and Wales' Thomas Williams as a specialist nines this week. Van Portvliet made his England debut against Australia in Perth in 2022 and has since won 15 caps for his country. The 24-year-old played 23 times for Leicester Tigers in all competitions this season, scoring 6 tries while he started in Saturday's Premiership Final defeat to Bath. The injury to Gibson-Park is unlikely to have a major impact on his tour, with the Lions set to depart for Australia at the weekend. One player who will have his eye on competing with Gibson-Park is Wales scrum half Thomas Williams. Over the past couple of days, he's been getting to know the Lions coaching team, and in particular Johnny Sexton. Williams says that he can't speak highly enough of the former Leinster and Ireland out half.
Oh, I think so. I think on the pitch he's pretty hard, isn't he? He's been class. He's a good laugh off the pitch. I think it's the first time I really spoke to him last week, first time I met him properly. But he's been class. Been class on the pitch and then class off the pitch as well, yeah. Can't speak highly enough of him, yeah.
Owen Farrell confirmed his move back to the English Gallagher Premiership yesterday after he agreed a deal to sign for former side Saracens after leaving Racing Metro. Farrell told Sky Sports News that it was a difficult year in France as he never got going.
It was a difficult enough year injury-wise. It was a difficult enough year trying to bed into a new place and not feeling like you're giving the best of yourself, are able to give the best of yourself. Not really getting going, and it just felt like for everyone at this stage in my career and where I'm at at the minute, I can't hope to go through that again. You know, it's all the years are precious now, and I thought it was best for everyone that. I was here next year, and this is the place that I'd get the most out of myself.
The 33-year-old says that he was glad that he and his family took the plunge.
I'm glad we did it. I'm thankful for the experience. The place was great, and there's an absolutely loads of potential there at Racing, and people were great with me there, and my family loved the time there. And obviously, I'm disappointed that it went the way it went, but I'm glad we did it. I'm glad we had the experience. I also think it's good to come back here, hopefully a bit more, a bit different, a bit having spent some time like reflecting and looking at myself and hopefully improving, bringing that back to here and being among familiar people, but also it being a little bit different at the same time. So that for me is exciting.
Farrell featured in 17 matches across all competitions for Racing this season as the team finished 10th in the French top 14. He registered one try and added 41 points with the boot, but struggled with a recurring hip issue before a concussion sustained midway through the first half of Racing's European Challenge Cup semi-final defeat to Lyon last month ultimately ended his season. Farrell says that it was tough dealing with the injury, being away from home.
Everything it forces you to, especially being injured, going away and being just you and your family there. I'm used to living in the town where I grew up. Obviously, my family in Ireland, but all my wife's family are all around. My sister's one of my sisters lives there. Like, we've always got people around, we've always got people. So you're a bit more isolated, even though we made some good friends. And being injured is tough as well, especially for how long I was this year. I've never really had a year like that. And it just makes you have to sit with yourself and deal with whatever you've got going on. So it was tough, because you go there to do well, and you go there to give the best of yourself and enjoy it. And we did enjoy it, but it was obviously difficult not being able to get out there on the pitch as much as you want to.
And for you, everything you've done in your life, you've proved to be a winner, haven't you? You've been able to do that. You know, you look at all the trophies out there now that you've managed to win. That's probably quite hard to get your head around, yeah, as well, isn't it?
I mean, as I said though, I don't regret going. I don't regret doing it. So I don't see it as, even though it was disappointing how much I played, and how fit I was when I did play at times, I still don't regret doing it. So I don't really see it as a, even though it was disappointing, and the season that we had and the injuries that came with that, I still don't see it as a negative that I've gone through it.
Some had predicted that despite not playing Test match rugby since 2023, his dad Andy might be tempted to take his son on the Lions tour. Instead, Owen is not a part of it yet, but will be in situ as the pundit for the game with Argentina on Friday. Farrell tells Sky Sports' Gail Davis that his focus is on getting himself right after a season blighted by persistent injury problems.
A bit nervous, to be honest. I thought, why not? I thought I'd throw myself into it. I thought I'd see if I enjoy it. See if I'm any good. So I guess we'll see on all them things.
Your dad said the door's open for you. Yeah, is it, there's that sort of the harbour, the hopes?
Again, with everything that, what I'm saying is, my focus is to get myself right and get myself in a good place, and everything else is hypothetical at the minute, and we'll see what happens.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, we had some of this.
David Brady, good morning, commiserations.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I've come to talk to you again. Other things, man.
And there was also some of this.
Oh, mate, it's unbelievable. I've been involved with Irish rugby for 25 years. I have never seen Irish rugby become so arrogant and northern. We've seen the English be arrogant for a long, long time, you know. 800 odd years, but you know, like, I've never seen Irish rugby like this.
Catch up now elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning when Off the Ball Breakfast is live from 7:30 on your OTB social channels.
Former Ulster and Scotland head coach Matt Williams joined Cullen Buhig and Nathan Murphy on Off the Ball Breakfast on Tuesday morning. And with some pundits in the Northern Hemisphere tipping a comfortable Lions win, Cullen put that to Williams, and here is what he had to say.
On this side of the world, heading into this tour, there's kind of, it's very disrespectful, really, like the tone of it, but it's kind of like, oh, well, it's only Australia, so the Lions should win this comfortably.
Yep, 100%. Keep it going, guys, because you'll get beaten. And what Joe's done, to his credit, is try to reignite an Australian way of playing, our voice, how we go about things, which is unique in the world. And we lost that voice for so long. And Joe deserves a lot of credit for that. He, you know, everyone knows Joe's a lovely bloke too. So, you know, Checks and Eddie, Michael Checker and Eddie, in their own way, they're gruff individuals. They're pretty confrontational. Eddie tried to change a whole lot of things, and, you know, from the Checks era before that, where Joe is a gentleman. You know, he's demanding, has high standards, but he's also brought in a good, very good assistant staff. And you know, we're not, Australia's not there yet. We're not, anyone thinks Australia's there yet, that no. But we're recovering. You know, we're taking steps forward and we are recovering.
To hear more conversations like that, remember you can tune into Off the Ball Breakfast on the Go Loud app each and every weekday morning from 7:30, or if you prefer your Off the Ball fix in glorious Technicolor, you can watch on YouTube from the very same time. And if you don't want to miss out on a bumper summer of rugby coverage, including the Lions Tour and Ireland's summer tour of Portugal and Georgia, to get absolutely everything on demand, become a member and sign up at offtheball.com/join. Former Munster head coach Johan van Graan guided Bath to hold off a resilient Leicester Tigers to win their first Premiership title in 29 years with a narrow 23-21 victory at Twickenham that also completed a 2024-2025 treble last Saturday afternoon. The tense triumph crowns Bath as champions of England for the seventh time in their history, but the first since 1996. They were the trailblazing team in the league this season and went into the final as overwhelming favourites after finishing 11 points clear at the top of the table. However, one of the key moments from the final was Leicester boss Michael Cheika fuming on the sideline, something which the cameras picked up, alongside our very own Brian O'Driscoll. And on Monday Night Rugby, O'Driscoll explained what was said to our own Michael McCarthy.
Because Brian's all over it. He's looking very cool, isn't he, Dricko?
Looking very cool in your sunglasses in the sun as we all sat in the rain. Go on then. What did Michael Cheika say to you?
I wasn't expecting the cameras to come over to me, was I? It was a sunny day. I was entitled to have my shades on. And next thing, checks is down, comes running down from the box, and there's a bad call on. I think Montoya got penalised for hands in a ruck, and he looked as though it was a perfectly good poach. Anyway, Cheika was kind of pulling some of his staff away from talking to the fourth official, but making a point of pulling him away, saying to ignore them, they're useless, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he was kind of roaming around, and then another one of his staff was standing behind me, and he kind of came over and started giving out about the referee to him, but it almost looked as though it was to me as well. He was giving out to me about it. I was like, I haven't done anything. And so I could see the camera panning to us. I didn't know it was on him for as long as it was, but I just started laughing then. So in fairness to Cheika, his wife Steph sent it to him after the game, and then he immediately sent it on to me saying, I'm glad we're still making memories out there, mate.
Munster have announced three pre-season fixtures ahead of the 2025-2026 United Rugby Championship season, which kicks off on September 27th. They will face Biarritz Olympique in France on August 22nd to mark the 20th anniversary of the 2006 European Cup final. The province then travels to Kingsholm to play Gloucester on September 5th before wrapping up preparations at home against Premiership champions Bath on September 12th at Virgin Media Park in Cork. All Black star Ardie Sevilla will sit out the 2025 Super Rugby season, with Moana Pacifica opting instead for a sabbatical in Japan with the Kobe Steelers, New Zealand Rugby has confirmed. The 2023 World Rugby Player of the Year, who helped drive Moana to the brink of the playoffs this season, will remain available for international duty through the end of the 2025 Autumn Series, including a high-profile clash with Ireland in Chicago. 31-year-old Sevilla is expected to return in time for the 2026 mid-year internationals and has committed to New Zealand rugby through 2027. His absence will be a loss for Moana Pacifica, though the club expects him back for the 2027 season. The move reflects NZR's sabbatical system, allowing top players short overseas stints while retaining test eligibility. Fellow All Black Rico Ioane will also take a sabbatical next year, joining Leinster mid-season. That is about all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson, and I'll be back with more Lions build-up later in the week.